Yeah, we're back to square one again in a lot of these places, Catherine. As you know, Kilmany had been badly hit in the flood of 2017. The area that was flooded again had a very, very close call on Friday where it was nearly flooded again, only for the work of residents to keep water out of people's houses again. It happened after a flash torrential rain that fell in the afternoon. And very, very quickly, the rivers couldn't take the water because the river in Kilmany is very, very blocked up with rubble, trees, all since 2017, which hasn't been taken out or which hasn't been allowed to be taken out. And I think that it's very, very unfair, as you can see, that it's only just a matter of time before their house is flooded, destroyed again by a flood. And the departments and everyone, National Parks and Wildlife, Fishery Boards, everybody is standing back and allowing this to happen, and they're allowing people's homes to be destroyed again. And I think it's totally unfair, and we have to really, really, really look at what happened on Friday and say enough is enough. And we have to start getting people in, getting contractors in, getting someone in to do work to the rivers and putting people first instead of these organisations.
It's something that you have raised before in Lifford in terms of nobody taking responsibility for the cleanup of these rivers. Has there been any update as to who may take responsibility for them or, as you say, to seek a contractor to do the work?
No, there hasn't been anyone taking responsibility. I wrote to the Minister, Boxer Moran, a few times actually since March. I've got the same reply back that they will come back to me, that they will meet me, but they haven't given a time or a date. Boxer Moran was to be in the county back at the start of April, but then that didn't happen. He didn't come up to discuss the situation with the rivers. But look, I think, Catherine, we're getting to the point now where I think we need to sit down with local groups in areas and decide how we can go about and do this ourselves, and let these people take us wherever they want to take us. Let these people take us to court if they want to take us to court, these organisations, so-called organisations that are supposed to be looking after the people in this country, and let them take us. Let them do whatever they want, because I think we, the people, need to start putting ourselves first and start getting those rivers cleaned out, getting work done to secure and to the safety of our own homes and people's own homes. And I think it's got to that point where we're going to have to do that.